Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host. Today is the third day of September, year 2017, and we've entitled today's program, 100 Years Later. Before we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. I do have the conference call operating this morning, or I should say this afternoon. So if you do feel like joining in or have a comment or question or something to report to the House of Israel, meaning our people, our race, our family, please feel free to utilize this method of communicating. The area code is 605. The phone number is 472-5300. When you get the operator, they will ask for the call ID, which is 649-249. If you wish to go online and do it that way with your own headset and mic on your computer, you can go to join.freeconferencecall.com/Minuteman53. Again, that's join.freeconferencecall.com/Minuteman53. And again, we do encourage participation. Currently, I'm on the road, so this is from a remote location, and had to put everything together at the last minute. And so I do apologize. I did have Jay, downtown white police, scheduled to be on with me, but he had a family emergency and could not make it. So again, the phone line is open if you wish to participate. The assault on free speech is in full swing, as anybody that's familiar with Eurofolk Radio and what they're going through, those of us that used to be on TalkShoe.com, the fact that many of our sites have been literally erased 100%, knows what's going on. So anybody out there that says that this is not an overt assault on the First and Second Amendment, or First Amendment, and free speech, is just blind to what's going on today. I do want to remind everybody, too, because of many of the different avenues to suppress free speech today, lots of monitoring going on. I've got a lot of warnings about even just sending out emails to people trying to wake them up. So the tentacles of the beast are everywhere. So I'm putting a lot of my information up on my site. There's a Daily Mail page. There's also a page dedicated to good links for information. I also have archives of the old shows and the current shows. I'm building that as I go. So please go there for any re-recordings or broadcasts that you wish to download or listen to at a later time. So TalkShoe.com is gone forever. This will be strictly Eurofolk Radio and my own personal site from this point forward. The website is www.pastordan.net, so it's pretty easy to remember. I do have free call-in numbers for various countries like the United Kingdom, Sweden, and Ireland. If somebody sends a text over the EFR chat room, or if they text my own personal phone or whatever, or you can go to the website, freeconferencecall.com, and they have a listing there of the 50, I believe it's about 50 programs, 50 countries, I should say. You have to excuse me. I'm trying to get everything working here again, remote, and just got everything set up just before airtime. So this is completely off the cuff, and so therefore I apologize if there's any interruptions or those sorts of things that happen where I don't seem like I'm quite with it today. This has been quite a road trip, quite an eye-opener, and just what's been happening to us in the last few days has been quite an eye-opener. So, you know, bear with me here. Again, this is completely off the cuff. So I am monitoring the chat blogging window at Eurofolk Radio. So if you do have a comment or question there, I certainly will try to respond to it. I may not have that screen in front of me at all times, but I'll get to it as often as I can. Again, this is kind of winging it. As many of our broadcasters and truth tellers today will tell you, the assault is in full swing and we're all scampering to find new platforms, new ways of doing business to get Father's truth out there. We do understand, though, at some point, Father may shut this whole thing down, whether we like it or not. The scripture is very, very clear that at some point, for their own safety, Father will take the watchmen and seclude them away. Okay, so this truth, I hope people understand it. This truth comes at a price. Okay, so don't take for granted. You should never take anything for granted. Those of us that have lived long enough to lose family and friends and such thing, you don't take anything for granted, folks, okay? Don't take the Father for granted. Don't take your loved ones for granted. Don't take anything for granted. And certainly don't take for granted that you're going to be able to tune in here to Eurofolk Radio and listen to any of the great hosts and get the information that we've been trying to put out there. We've been blessed, as Pastor Eli can attest to, we've been blessed with decades now of having the ability to get out there and tell this great truth to so many people over the years. Because of the fact I have to upload all the old programs, I'm taking the audio editor program that I have now, and I'm going in there and taking out certain references that no longer apply and all, because why have people listen to that garbage? Old phone numbers, old addresses, people I've learned that have been quacks and charlatans, things like that. So, it's good for you that you don't have to hear either erroneous people or insignificant information, but it's also good for me because I'm hearing old friends, some who have passed over, and our conversations from back in 1999 through 2001. And it's a new education for me. And here's one of the important things I want people to understand, especially in light of what's going on right now. I listened to an interview I did back in 2000. And I think it was either 2000 or 2001. And during that interview, I mentioned Alan Dershowitz. Now, anybody that knows anything about the Zionist takeover of the United States knows that name. He's a law professor, I believe it's at Harvard, but he's been a big name being used by the mainstream media quite frequently, Alan Dershowitz, okay? Well, I call him Dirtbag Dershowitz because anybody that knows his history knows he is a dirtbag the same way Morris Dees and the other slime balls are. So I had forgotten this quote. But back then, Alan Dershowitz, now the Jew, said, all this hoopla by the white Christians in America, basically, all this hoopla, Bill Clinton, is nothing more than Americans, Christian America, trying to take America back. The Christians in America trying to take America back. Are you paying attention? This was clear back in 2000 or 2001. And this is from Dirtbag Dershowitz himself, basically telling you, you had already lost Christian America at that point. Is anybody paying attention out there? Does anything like that sound familiar? Does anything set off any bells and whistles of alert? Danger, 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 Will Robinson? Okay. Dershowitz is telling you that Christian America has been subdued. Why? Because, first of all, if you were telling the truth about Christianity, mainstream media, the ADL, which is completely Jewish, the Southern Poverty Law Center, again, completely Jewish, would come down on you with a ton of bricks. Now, if you were mainstream and you were talking trash, for instance, like Jesus was a Jew or the Jews are God's chosen people, if you were saying stuff like that, of course, the Jews were very sympathetic and supportive because you're telling the lie. Do you see what I'm talking about here? So it's interesting now that the Jews have reached point in this country and in the world, but particularly in this country, they've reached a point where they don't think they have to worry about anything. They have complete control of the financial systems. They killed Muammar Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein. They orchestrated their deaths and takeovers of their countries because they were had the audacity to want to create currency using gold-backed notes in their own country for the benefit of their own people, and the IMF, the World Bank, and the International Jewish Financial Cartel said, oh, no, you're not. And they got us to buy into it, and they got our boys in uniform to be the bully men to go over and do the dirty work. Do you see how that works? Now, here's the interesting point. We've talked about this scripture many times where it says that the whore that's riding on the back of the beast will be stripped naked and thrown asunder and devoured or destroyed by the beast. Hello, mainstream Christianity. Hello, Roman Catholic Church. You are the whores that have been riding on the back of this fake, phony Zionist system, and you're getting ready to be thrown under the bus. They don't need you useless idiots, or I should say useful idiots anymore, because now you've become useless to them. You're a liability because, first of all, you might testify against them. And plus, they have nothing but contempt for you. So interesting that scripture is coming to fruition here in the sense that the Zionists who have dominion in this land and dominion in all of our white nations are openly showing their contempt for not only the white race, but particularly the white race that still professes any belief in Messiah. Okay? They're not of Father Yahweh. That's what the mainstream is telling you. That's why they let them stay there, okay, for the big lie that the Jews really are the chosen or delight of our Father. Is there anything delightful about a Jew? I've been asking that question for nearly 30 years. I still haven't had anybody answer it. What is it about the Jews that you know? Don't listen to the preachers. Don't listen to the propaganda. You personally, can you call in here and tell me what about the Jewish people as a whole now, not talking about exceptions here and there, as a whole, what is it that they bring mankind? Well, let's see, vaccines and the things that vaccines are doing to us, that's a Jewish thing. Communism, oh, that's number one. That's why we've entitled it 100 Years Later. We're going to go into what was done on the world scene 100 years ago. And you're seeing it repeated here today. We're going to talk about that. Okay, so what is it these chosenites have done for us that we couldn't live without them for? Can somebody tell me? Call in, tell me. Okay. The answer, of course, nothing. They have done absolutely nothing that we need them for. In fact, they've done great harm to the earth and to mankind as a whole. So we're watching that period of time that the prophets told us about when the beast has risen very high, the tares, as in the parable of the wheat and the tares. The tares have risen very, very high. They're very haughty, or in their own lingo, they call it chutzpah in their Yiddish. Okay, chutzpah, which is hubris in proper English, and it's just called gall to the average working man. So they're full of themselves, and they've got a lot of vanity, and they've a lot of bodacious statements, etc., about how good they are. The rest of us, there's rabbis recently quoted as saying, you know, all the races other than Jews were put here to be our slaves and to do our menial tasks. They've actually said this in public. See, they're coming out now. They're not hiding anymore, okay, which is good because this is going to expose the Judeo-Christian ministers and Judeo-Christians as a whole for the idiots that they are. They've been deceived, but they're willingly, see, that's the difference. They are willingly deceived. That's what Yahweh is going to hold them accountable for, okay? If you are ignorant of the facts, but you're a truth lover, Yahweh's not going to be upset with you because you just have not been given the facts. But when you choose to be willingly ignorant of what's going on, when the facts are clearly presented to you, and yet you choose the lies and the deceptions, you will be counted with the goats. I hope you understand that. You're in the same boat with all the tares and the goats, and you're going to go up in flames. You'll be utterly destroyed. The biblical references to fire is because, think about it, fire consumes completely, doesn't it? So fire is symbolic of his judgment. His judgment will grind exceedingly fine. That's another expression. In other words, just like the grist mill down at the where they grind the wheat into flour, and they used to do it in the old days typically at a windmill or something driven by a water wheel, and it had a big, huge, super heavy stone, and it would turn very, very slowly. But it would grind that grain into a powder. And so the biblical verse says that just like that will in the windmill, Yahweh's judgment on his people is slow. In human terms, it's slow. But it grinds exceedingly fine. And that's what Yahweh's going to do to his people. Our people have chosen ignorance, in spite of the fact that the watchmen have been up on the wall for many, many years, preaching this truth and trying to waken them up. Now the beast is getting ready to destroy the very people that he used to establish his control. I personally find that interesting. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for those who have been willing dupes for these Jews. These mainstream preachers, these mainstream priests in the Catholic Church have all been whores. They've sold themselves out for largesse and the, as the book of Revelation refers to it, as the delicacies of the whore, of the beast. The delicacies offered to the whore, she took them. Promotions, flat screen televisions, nice homes, nice cars. All the things that are bought with the blood money of the Jew and his bogus fiat Babylonian currency system, okay? All those delicacies have bought the silence of the very people that are supposed to blow the horn to warn the sheep, and instead they're leading the sheep to the slaughter. It's exactly as the prophets told us. I sure hope people can see this. It's as plain as the nose on your face. How could you not see what's going on today? It's criminal. As Joe Cortina, my guest from many months ago now, as he put it, I consider it a criminal offense. It's criminal ignorance, chosen in spite of the evidence, in spite of the empirical evidence in front of your face, in spite of the biblical evidence when you read the scripture, especially in the original languages. The truth is there, and we have people that willingly choose ignorance over that. We are completely media-driven people. Doesn't matter what form the media is, but television, of course, or Talmud vision is the worst, absolute worst. But the movies, the soap operas, regular television programming, etc., all of them are certainly criminal in what they're doing to our people. But I think, in general, Talmud vision is the absolute worst, and Hollywood second. So now we have this beast that has become very powerful, trillions upon trillions. Now they're talking quadrillions of dollars. It just shows you that they're literally creating money in computers. So there's no end to it because it's not backed by anything. The world is starting to wake up to this, what do you want to call it, smoke and mirrors, or this facade, and that's why they are going to a new currency system, gold-backed currency system, and the U.S. dollar is going to be left in the dust because it's backed by nothing. But this contempt by the beast towards the whores is becoming very, very open. Recently, the Israeli Jews showed their contempt for Christians, even amongst the Jewish population over there, or even maybe some non-Jews, but people in Itzalai, open contempt and disdain for those who profess Christ. Okay, here in the United States, we talked about Bernie Sanders in open Congress showed his absolute and utter hatred and contempt for a white man professing the Christian faith. Okay, so they're coming out of the closet. They don't feel they need to hide anymore. They have enough money. They've completely destroyed the banking system and taken it over. It's completely fiat currency. And the average white person is completely oblivious to what's going on. It's just their brainwashing of our people has been astounding. And so now we're seeing it actually come to pass. And this assault on the First Amendment, our free speech, is in your face. Now, funny thing was, Pastor Eli and Steve and many of our people have been saying this a long time ago, that this day would come. Now, we didn't realize it would take this long. We actually thought it would happen sooner. But we knew the day would come eventually when they would not hide it anymore. Their contempt and their disdain for the U.S. Constitution would be shown. It would be obvious. They would not even try to hide it. And we've reached that point. They're not even trying to hide it at all. Now, the reason I entitled today's program 100 Years Later is because they have done this before. We have a screenplay of what's happening. And it was almost exactly 100 years ago when the communist Jews, they called themselves Bolsheviks in the Russian language. Bolshevik means one of the majority. Okay, but here again, their lips were moving, so you know a Jew is lying. Okay, his lips are moving, that means he's lying. Because they called themselves Bolsheviks because that's what they wanted everybody to think. That the Bolshevik Jews, the communists, were part of the majority opinion. But Alexander Solzhenitsyn, as he calls it in his book, he said it's a misnomer to say it was a Russian revolution because there were no Russians involved. The Bolsheviks, nearly 100%, were all Jews. The money, the $20 million, and back in 1917, now $20 million was a hell of a lot of money. The gold bullion that went from New York City through Canada to the Bolshevik, or to Russia, came from Jewish bankers in New York, and it was carried by Trotsky and Lenin up through Canada over to Russia. So the Russian Jews, it wasn't Russian whites, it was Russian Jews, were completely in charge of that revolution over there. And so they pick a name, Bolshevik, to the Russians so that they think that these Jews are representative of the majority. It's no different than that what's happening here today. The Jews control, like CNN, the top three levels of management at CNN are all Jews. All of it. The whole top three tiers are Jews. Okay? Well, the mainstream media wants you to think that these Bolsheviks are here today and represent the majority of Americans. But as the election of Donald Trump proved, no, they are not the majority. Now, are there a significant number of whites in America that are completely brain dead and stupid? Yeah. Yeah. And they probably think of themselves as socialists or communists or what we've referred to as the snowflakes. Okay. The people that need safe spaces, the people that can't figure out if they're a boy or a girl. We lump them all together. Okay. But this same thing was happening 100 years ago. 100 years exactly ago in Russia. There's no difference. You want to see what's happening and who's behind it? Just go study history. I know that's tough for a lot of you. I understand that. It's very tough to read because you're completely video and image orientated today. And so it's very difficult to actually pick up a book and read it. Well, then go get a Kindle. That way you can still have a flat screen. But read some books. You can actually even get videos now for those that have lost the ability or desire to read a book. You can go get Hellstorm or The Greatest Story Never Told. Okay, if you're completely without the ability to read, then go watch those videos. Okay, they'll tell you the story of who was behind the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. And how did they pull this off? Well, first of all, it's obfuscation of the truth. There's also the marketing, as in calling themselves Bolsheviks, when they were a very, very tiny minority. But they had $20 million in gold bullion Does that sound familiar? Let's see. Steve Mnuchin, the Jew, sits in the basement of the Fed, and he basically punches keys on a computer, and he's able to generate even trillions of dollars that don't exist and give it out to his tribesmen, his fellow Jews. Well, you can buy a lot of white people off with that kind of money, at least for the moment. As Scripture very plainly says, that system is going to go up in flames very soon. So all of you white traders that are doing the Jews' business today, oh, you've got pockets full of this Babylonian money today. You're going to wake up paupers, dirt poor paupers in the very near future. But the other thing that's going to be interesting is you have identified yourselves as terrors. You're doing the bidding of these despicable people, the very people condemned by Christ himself. You're doing their bidding to the detriment of this world, to the detriment of the people of this world, for a pocket full of Jewish fiat currency. So right now, you've got a nice home. Right now, you're driving a pretty nice car. Right now, you may even have yourself a pretty decent boat. But in the very near future, you'll have none of it. It says Babylon is going to burn in a very short period of time. In the book of Revelation, in the English language, it says with 1 hour. That's not what the Greek language said. The Greek language said in a very short period of time. You can see the demise of this system happening as we speak. And that is the power of the Jew, is his ability to create a fictitious money system, and people actually trade labor or products or resources for this fictitious paper. Eventually, they're going to figure this thing out. And I give the people of the Orient and like the Russians, Southeast Asia, and people such as that, in the Brazilians, South Africans, some of them, they're starting to figure this out. They're forming their own monetary system. Because people, like all people, eventually figure out they're being scammed. And the Jews have made so many enemies in this world. They have murdered so many people through their Mossad. You think it's just Americans that the Mossad comes over here and assassinates? No. They've been doing it all over this earth. And people are beginning to put the pieces to this puzzle together. All right? They know the Jews are behind the bogus money system. They know the Jews are behind the, quote, regime change. That's just a quaint way of saying assassination so we can put our own people in there. So now your resources end up in our factories. Your money ends up in our banks. See how that works? And this has been going on long enough that even brain dead people are starting to figure it out. So here we are 100 years later. The Russian people, it looks like, or at least all appearances are, that the Russian people finally figured these people out and have thrown them out of power. That's the appearance. Now, whether that's true or not, only time is going to tell. But the appearance is that the Russian people are going back to their roots. Certainly much better than we are here in this country. The Russian people want control of their banking system. The Russian people want control of their land. That's why they have outlawed GMO food. Okay? The Russians are the world leaders in the storage of heirloom seeds. Do you think they might know what's coming? Do you think there's going to be much value in having a canister full of heirloom seeds when all this GMO and hybrid stuff is proven beyond a shadow of doubt, which is happening right now, that it is not only injurious to the human body, but it's causing injury to the earth itself, possibly beyond recovery. That's how close we are getting to that point. Okay? So not everybody has been buffaloed. Not everybody is drinking the Kool-Aid and falling for this line of Jewish malarkey. A lot of the world is waking up. But here in America, we have two factions at work. We've got the outright communists. They're not even trying to hide it. Even the banners that the Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all those brain dead morons for Soros money that show up at these paid for events. These actors, paid actors, are carrying banners. And if you care to look online, and it's not hard to figure it out, those banners are almost identical to the communist banners that were carried in Russia and in Germany in the early 1900s. You see, the communist Bolsheviks tried to subvert Germany at the exact same time they tried to subvert and succeeded in Russia. Okay? The same communist MO was being orchestrated in Germany that you see today happening here in the United States, and it was the same MO as the Bolsheviks in Russia. Now, what stopped the Bolsheviks in not only Germany, but in Italy? It was also being tried. Okay, so this attempt 100 years ago, this attempt was going on. Well, Mussolini and what they call fascists, but Mussolini and his men were staunch anti-communists. And James Lancia, who is the host of Downtown White Police, if he were on with me here today, he could tell you in great detail, because I believe he said his father was part of the Italian fascists. Completely different than what you're being told, by the way. These were God-fearing men, and they hated communism. And they prevented the communists from overthrowing Italy the same way the God-fearing Christian men of Germany who formed the SS and the various groups in the German Socialist Workers' Party, Democratic Workers' Party of Germany. They stood in the path to stop the Bolsheviks. So Italy and Germany succeeded in subduing the communists. Oh, wait a minute. They're the ones we went after in World War II, aren't they? Wow. I wonder who convinced us to kill our racial kinsmen by the tens of millions in their struggle against communism. I wonder who pulled that one off. Let's see. Americans after World War I said, we'll be damned if we go to war against our brother Germans again after that horrific debacle. And what we did to Germany and Austria. So when Roosevelt, the crypto Jew, was in power, and they wanted us to go into war against the Germans and the Italians who were stopping the communists, so the communists in the United States got together and said, well, how are we going to get the brain-dead white people to go to war against their cousins yet another time so that we can keep our Jewish communism going? How are we going to do that? Well, let's see. I think we can convince them the Oriental's a bad person because they're not going to want to kill their own people again. But I don't think we can have too much trouble convincing the Orientals are something to be worried about, and particularly Japan. So let's get Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. We'll put all of our boats in there. Okay, we'll put a large number, far more than should have ever been there, and that's historical proof. So we'll put them in there knowing full well that they're coming to bomb Pearl Harbor. And that will get the American people's emotions riled up, and we can fan the flame of emotionalism with our media, and they're going to declare war on Japan. Now, the average person out there right now is thinking, well, Dan, where the hell are you going with this? Because, yeah, that explains going to war with Japan, but how does that figure in with Germany? Well, you have to understand how the Jewish mind works. The goal was for us to destroy Germany and Italy because they were economic competitors, for one thing, and number two, they were staunch anti-communists. But Japan, on the other hand, though they are very nationalistic, and even to this day, they are very strong nationalists. They needed Japan to do the dirty deed, so the American people, in their zealous loyalty and their righteous indignation, would have no problem saying, we need to go over and kill the Japanese. The Japanese were allies with Italy and Germany. The Axis, what they call the Axis powers, okay? So, here's how the Jewish mind works. It's completely okay to declare war on Italy and Germany because they're allies, even though Italy and Germany had nothing to do with Pearl Harbor, just like Iraq had nothing to do with the Twin Towers coming down. Absolutely nothing. And yet we murdered millions of civilians in Iraq. We have completely taken that beautiful country and turned it upside down. And now the puppets are over there and we are raping them of their natural resources, as Jim Willie says, because that's what we do now. Under Jewish control, our military is nothing more than a bludgeoning club used to beat people into submission to the Jewish will. So here we go to war with Japan. Oh, well, that's right. They're allies of the Germans. So, we're going to have to declare war on Germany. Even Douglas MacArthur, General Douglas MacArthur, stated in his memoirs, and I've read them, I could not figure out, because you got to remember, Douglas MacArthur was in the Pacific War. He spent most of his time in the Pacific fighting the Japanese. He could not get men, equipment, or ships or planes to fight the Japanese because all of our efforts went to destroy Italy and Germany. Now think about this. I know this is tough. You're going to actually have to have your brain cells do some consideration here. I know that's going to be tough. But your country was just supposedly, and we all know that this was another staged event, or it was not completely staged, but it was programmed. It was premeditated by our government. The Japanese were the bad guys. And yet every effort, all the equipment, all the soldiers, all the fighting, except for just cursory fighting in the islands, as MacArthur states in his book, the bulk of the fighting was to destroy Italy and Germany. It wasn't until the surrender of Italy and Germany that we turned our attention on Japan. As MacArthur said, I finally got what it took to defeat Japan. Do you see? If you do a little investigation, the Jew and his methods are easy to figure out. The goal was always to defeat Italy and Germany. It was never Japan. Japan became the ruse. Japan became the 9/11 of the day. You see how they work? Shame on us for not figuring this out sooner. How many untold tens of millions of innocent people have died? You want to talk about tribulation? Okay, people say it's coming. What the hell do you call the last 100 years, people? If that isn't tribulation, hundreds of millions of innocent men, women, and children, predominantly white, predominantly Christian, butchered, not just killed, butchered, starved to death by the Jews. And we were accomplices. I call that tribulation. Because those figures don't even talk about the ones wounded. That doesn't talk about those who were never mentally the same after witnessing these atrocities, or the women that were victims of the rape and the pillaging that the Soviets did. Okay, that doesn't count those numbers. We're talking about the actual dead because of this atrocity. So you might be looking forward to some supposed tribulation. I say we've been in the tribulation. How many innocent people continue to suffer under this Jewish world system? How much more control do they have to have, people? You know, they say, we don't think it's going to be the tribulation until the guillotines show up and it's going to cost you your head to if you don't worship the beast. Really? Really? You think that's the indicator? So all these millions, hundreds of millions of innocent people, they don't count? Just because it wasn't their head that came off? They were starved to death. They were raped to death. They were nailed to barns and buildings. and made to watch their children and wives being murdered, butchered, and raped, and then they were set on fire or raped. You don't think that's tribulation? I'm going to tell you something. To the father nailed to the side of that barn, watching that happen to his children, I think he would tell you something a little bit different. Okay? I think the Russian people would say, oh, no, we've tasted tribulation under the Jew, under the communist Jew. You Americans haven't had to suffer a hell of a lot, but you're starting to, and you're going to see. If this 5G system rolls out, as I told some people earlier today, you're going to find out, because the question was, well, what's so bad about a common numeric identifier? Even though in 1974, the United States government passed a federal law that said the American people would never be saddled with a common numeric identifier. What the hell's a Social Security number if it's not a common numeric identifier? Because in 1974, people still read their Bibles. We didn't have all this entertainment coming across video and computers. And people understood the danger of a common numeric identifier. They read the book of Revelation, unlike people today. All they know is what the Jew commentator at CNN tells them, or the Jew commentator on ABC or CBS or NBC. That's all they know. They don't think. They don't read. They sure as hell don't read the Bible, because they've bought into the Jewish lie that the Bible's a comic book. Well, the English version of it, as it's taught in the mainstream churches, is a comic book. I got no problem with that. But that doesn't excuse you to walk away from Christ and his teachings. That doesn't excuse you to no longer venerate the Creator and to turn into pagans who worship the creation. That's common sense. Me personally, I can't understand anybody out there who knows the complexity of this world that we live in and thinks this is all by accident. You have to be kidding me, really? And you call yourselves wise or intelligent, and you think this is all by accident? You think that the prophets who wrote those words to us so many thousands of years ago, and it's all come true, and it's coming true right now in front of your face? Again, when that 5G system comes out, you tell me the book of Revelation isn't accurate. Everything about it has been accurate. The weeping and wailing of the merchants when Yahweh brings this mercantile system to its knees, who's going to be doing the weeping and wailing? It says the governments of the world and the merchants of the world. Who's running roughshod over the average person today? The governments of the world and these major international corporations. Once again, the Bible is proven to be true. You're seeing it come to fruition right now. Right now, folks. They had the head of the FCC. I can't think of his name right now, but he's a belligerent piece of shit. Excuse my French, but I can't help it, because that's exactly what he is. He made a statement about the RFID chips that they want on everything. He made the statement that very soon, before the year 2020, we want 200 billion, that's with a B, bravo, billion of these chips in everything. Now, what did he mean by everything, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think they're only talking about your car? Do you think they're only talking about the merchandise at the store? Do you think they're only talking about Fido and Fido, your cat and dog? Or are they talking about you and your children as well? He's bragging about the fact by 2020, 200 billion chips. And the new 5G system, which again runs at 75 to 90, or between 25 and 95 gigahertz. Now, for you techie type people out there, that's microwave energy. All these massive towers you see going on, being built everywhere, are all part of this new super powerful microwave system. The beast will literally know every single thing about you. They will be able to control, monitor, and surveil everything. Now, I'm not taking a chip. So anybody out there that ever tells you that, oh, we heard Pastor Dan took a chip, so I guess it's okay. No, it's the same thing as suicide, all right? Anybody, and I've told everybody I know this, anybody that tells you I voluntarily took a chip or that I committed suicide, that person, whoever it is, that's telling you that is a liar and could very well be the person who killed me. And now maybe they would kill me and put a chip in me. But is that the truth? No. But then again, they're Jews. Their lips are moving. And to accomplish their goals, every communist has said that, that whatever means we use is justified by what? Oh, our goal. Our goal is the most important thing, not ethics, not morality, not integrity, not justice. Whatever it takes to get our goal. So in America, we want to take over and make it a communist nation. We want to erase all vestiges of white Christian America. And any way we need to do it, including getting the Jewish mayor of Charlottesville to tell the police to stand down. Shame on the white policeman that stood down there. Shame on you. Shame on any white man in uniform today that takes marching orders from a despicable, diabolical communist Jew. Shame on you. You're traitors. You're traitors to our race. You're traitors to the God of heaven and this earth. Treason, folks. Treason. Yahweh is not going to be mocked. Yahweh is not going to forgive. So count it very, very carefully, those of you who have decided that you will do the bidding of the Jew. All right? I want you to understand something. The price is going to be very, very dear, what that's going to cost you in the near future. Very, very dear. So, like I said, right now you might be able to afford that nice car and live in a nice house and have a nice paycheck. What's going to cost you in the future? What do you think it's going to be like in the very near future? Especially as the people of this earth wake up to the treason. Have you read the verses about what comes with the fire? Have you read the verses about those that are in league with the antichrists and in league with the goats? Have you read those verses lately? For you Jews out there, have you read Obadiah? Okay, you claim you want these idiotic white people and these pastors that teach this heresy about the Jews being God's chosen people. You claim to these brain-dead whites that you believe in the Bible. Now, those of us that know the Jew know that that's not true, but these brain-dead white people do. They think it's true. How come you don't ever talk about the book of Obadiah? How come you don't ever tell the people that the Jewish encyclopedia says that modern-day Jewry is Edom Esau of the Bible? That's why communism is always associated with the color red, because Edom means red. The communists are Jews. They're Edom. From the Bible, they're red. Or didn't you ever put that together? You know, I find it funny. Look at the word pharmacy, which is a completely Jewish-run industry in this world. Pharmacy. What color are the letters? The big block letters as you go into the building. What color are they? Oh, that's right. They're red. What does pharmacy mean in the Greek language? The language that the word pharmacy comes from, pharmakia. Oh, that's right, drugs used in sorcery and black magic. Now, for you folks out there that the brain cells don't get too much exercise these days, do you honestly think they just accidentally picked the color red for that word? Do you think they just accidentally picked that word to represent their industry of these drugs, these concoctions, these poisons that you're putting into your body, thinking that you're making yourself better? Isn't it funny how many people are on 3, 4, 5, 6 different medications, but they're still sick? They still have major health issues. I know, I see them all the time. I got relatives in that boat. I've got friends in that boat. I've got acquaintances in that boat. I see it every day. I've had plenty of arguments with people that are supposedly educated. Well, you know what? I heard a guy say to me one time, yeah, guys with degrees from a college, they're just educated idiots. Reminds me of the verse in the Bible that says, professing themselves wise, they became as fools. That's your average person today, especially the white race. Professing themselves wise, they became as fools. You can't even see stuff staring you in the face. The Jew puts in great big red block letters, what in the hell's in that store, and you still go in and buy it, even though the list of side effects is worse than the thing you're taking it for, and you still haven't figured it out. Even the coating on the pills and tablets is got dyes and sugars in it to make it taste better while you swallow it, and those are poisons to the body. GMO foods, poisons to the body. Poisons. Many of these insecticides and herbicides that are being used by the big mega farms, corporate farming, that doesn't even go together. You know, that's a oxymoron. Corporate farm. What corporation ever did farming the way God intended? It's an oxymoron. The two don't go together. But here again, when you're the Jews sitting in the basement of the Federal Reserve and you can print up as much money as you need, pretty soon you own everything, don't you? How many good white family farmers and good white family company owners, little mom and pop hardware stores and different things like that, how many of them have sold out to the Jew? I'm not blaming them, honestly. I mean, when the Jew can go down there literally and punch some keys on the keyboard and dump some fictitious digits into the computer and say it's in their account, and they go write you a check for your business, and they're offering you anywhere from 2 to 3 times what it's worth, well, the Jew doesn't care because he'll go back to Steve Mnuchin or whoever the latest Jew in the basement there at the Fed is, and they'll just say, hey, Steve, punch me up a couple more billion, will you? Oh, no problem, Irv. Oy vey, I'll see you down at the synagogue when we go pray the Kol Nidra prayer this year, which is coming up, by the way, very soon. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll see you down at the synagogue. I usually don't go down there very often, but, you know, I don't ever want to miss that Kol Nidra prayer because that's the prayer that allows me to lie under oath for the next 12 years. That's quite a religion they got there, these Talmud thumpers. They got a religion that says that they can stand in front of you, the American public, and be sworn into office and be lying through their teeth. So when they say they're going to uphold the Constitution, they're lying. So when they take public office, they're lying. When they take the witness stand, they're lying. And in their religion, it's okay. When they sell your children to pedophiles, it's okay because their Talmud says so. When a Jew rapes a child as young as 3 years old, it's actually a good thing for the child that a Jew raped them, according to their Talmud, according to their rabbis. In other words, according to the Jewish religion, a Jew can literally do no wrong. He can be a thief, a murderer, an assassin, a rapist. Doesn't matter. It's all good. Quite different than what Christ taught, right? But wait a minute, Christ was a Jew, wasn't he? Oh, well, that's what my preacher says. Jesus Christ, the Jew, he was a Jewish carpenter, right? No, actually he wasn't. There's nothing Jewish about Jesus Christ. He was not a Jew. That's a lie. But then again, you idiots out there, the Judeo-Christians, they're completely retarded. You're believing it. I had a friend of mine just before airtime gave me a call. He happens to live up in the northern part of Florida, and he's a veteran. And he had gone to a local church that had kicked him out when he tried to tell them that the Israelites of the Bible and Jews are not the same people. Even though Jews themselves admit this in their writings, but the average person's completely unaware. This group of so-called Judeos told him that he was no longer welcome there because God chose them, and so we're going to stick with God. Really? God chose them? Let's see, Obadiah, which is in their Bible, says that they're all going to be exterminated at some point. Read it. It's in Obadiah, verse 18. It says very, very plainly, even in the original language, Edom, Esau will be as stubble, and Jacob will be as a fire. That's us. a fire. We will consume Edom Esau. There's even the passage that says Edom Esau will be made a footstool to our people when Jacob is finally punished for his disobedience. The scripture says that Edom would rise above Jacob. Esau would rise above Jacob for a period of time. Esau, Edom is very, very high at the moment. Their day is coming. Their time is short. That's why they're panicking. That's why the facade is disappearing. That's why the ugliness that is the communist Khazar Jew is in your face, if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. I mean, I almost can't find the words to describe how easy it is to pick these tares out right now. Now, the scripture says that he would cause them to identify themselves. And you know what? Our Heavenly Father's true to his word. Unlike most of our people, unfortunately, today, he is true to his word. And he said that he would cause them to come forth and identify themselves. All right? And they're doing that. Like I said, Bernie Sanders, right there in front of open Congress, showed his utter contempt for the white race and the Christian faith. Absolute contempt. He's not the only one. He's just one of the latest ones to show their contempt. Just like Ariel Sharon, when he bragged about the fact the Jews run the United States government. Actually, they run all the white nations' governments, except possibly with the exception of Iceland. But certainly in England, Australia, South Africa, and the United States and Canada. There's no doubt about that. So 100 years later, what have we learned? Have we noticed that what they did to the poor people of Russia is exactly what's happening here? You know, here's another similarity. When the Germans, and you can read this in the book Mein Kampf, and there's other books about it too, but Adolf Hitler wrote about it in his book. Mein Kampf, by the way, is just German for my struggle. And it was a struggle. For the German people, after the decimation of World War I, where, again, the United States threw in with England and France, the liars and thieves and murderers that they are, to destroy the German and Austrian people, they didn't want war. I've read numerous books from people that lived at that period of time. The Austrians and Germans did not want war. They were ill-prepared for war, for one thing. There was no way they wanted war. But here again, staged events like the assassination of the Archduke gave them the ruse they needed. Again, it's a Jew from Syria involved. Imagine that. Nothing changes. So after World War I and all the death and mayhem, and I had an uncle who was in the trenches of France, and the horrors, saw the horrors and told the family about some of those things. A lot of it he would not even talk about. He refused to talk about. It was so horrific. So those that lived through it weren't going to go through it again. All right. Now, let me hold it. I got to check something here because they said I'm fading out. I got to check my meters and see. According to my meters, I still should be good. So, Steve, if that continues, if you would, let me know. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, anybody that's on EFR right now, if you could, in the text window there, let me know, are you able to hear me? Because everything on my side says that everything should be... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, can you hear me now? Again, if somebody's in the text window there, if they could just... respond as to whether or not you're able to hear me. Somehow the connection to the server. Oh, okay. I've got a thumbs up here. Unbeknownst to me, I was looking at the BUTT program here, and it showed that I had lost my connection. Now, isn't that funny? We've had all this sabotage of the people with the First Amendment free speech going on, and that's the first time I've lost a connection with Eurofolk in quite a long time. So I have no idea where you guys were when I faded out. Let me see if it tells me the time. 13:30. Okay, it looks like about a minute to a minute and a half. So, wow. Okay, interesting. I'll have to see if I can keep that window open here to see if that happens again and catch it. But I do apologize. So back to what I was saying, you know, 100 years ago, the Bolsheviks did not succeed in getting the German people and American people, etc., to support going to war again. World War One was horrific, as even some of my own family that was there would tell you. And the people of Europe did not want war. The American people certainly didn't want war. Germany and Austria didn't want the war, the First World War, to begin with. All right. Many, many books written about that fact. They were ill prepared for war and did not want war. The machinations of the English, the French, and the Americans and Canadians were instrumental in bringing that all about. And here again, years later, you find out why when you see how Europe was divided up and communism, what would end up being the communist nations and all, got what they got. Resources were stolen by Jewish organizations. Morgenthau and his plan, the Morgenthau plan, he's a Jew. So you see Jewish fingerprints all over all of the atrocities associated with World War One. The sinking of the Lusitania was another staged event. Interestingly enough, the Lusitania was sunk 2 years before the headlines in the New York papers that got the Americans all whipped up into a lather to go kill Germans in the First World War. And our American State Department knew that the Lusitania was a registered ship of war, and the Germans had every right to sink it. It was carrying ammunition for the war effort. So the U-boat commander had every right to sink that ship. And the German ambassador was at the dockside that day telling people getting on the Lusitania not to get on it, that you're boarding a ship of war. It's a target. And not to mention the fact that the captain of the Lusitania was told to take a route slightly different and to slow up, to slow his engines up. And they gave him some pretext, of course, which he did, which made him even more of a sitting target. But that's what they wanted. It's also quite interesting that some of the very affluent people on that ship that day as guests were opponents of the Zionists. Just a little tidbit there. So these people have been doing this stuff for a very long time. My contention is that Yahweh has had enough of our little Jewish friends out there. My contention is that we've been living in the tribulation. We've been living under the deception of the son of perdition talked about in the Bible. We're living in the period where all that has been hidden will be made known. Because when it's made known, there is righteous indignation that burns in the hearts of true sons and daughters of Yahweh that want to eliminate the source of all this misery. We're living in those times. I'm not looking forward to some, quote, tribulation when these antichrists will have even more power. I've read the books. I've read the atrocity stories. We've been in the tribulation. I'm looking forward to Obadiah, verse 18. I'm looking forward to when the sons and daughters of Yahweh say, I've had enough of this garbage. I think I'm going to sell some of my clothing to buy a sword. I think I'm going to sharpen that sword very, very sharp. I think I'm going to prepare for the day the prophet said that we will be so busy eliminating our enemies that our arms will actually stiffen up as if with arthritis just from the effort being put forth to cut down our enemies. That's what I'm looking forward to. So if the rest of you want to worry about FEMA camps and guillotines and all this other hogwash, well, go ahead. I'm not going to join you. I believe there's been enough innocent blood shed. I believe that the enemy has identified himself very clearly. I think the intentions of these communist Khazar Jews and what they want to do to our people and the innocent people of this earth is very easy to figure out. I think that the prophets told us and Yahweh has made available more than enough evidence in any kind of Christian court of law, common law, to prove that these people are guilty of capital crimes. Last time I checked, people guilty of capital crimes, they're executed. They're not given special treatment. They're not allowed to give bailouts to their fellow Jewish bankers when they have defrauded their investors and people that put money in their banks. That's a Jewish scheme, because remember, Jews can do no wrong. They can sell off and defraud people, and they get actual millions upon millions of dollars in perks and money instead of doing jail time or worse. That's a Jewish thing. Because then, there again, they have been saying this stuff in the open lately, that you and I are only here as slaves to these people. You don't own anything. You know, I had somebody say, Dan, where are you putting all your resources? Where are you putting your stuff to hide from these Zionist Jews? I said, what resources? What resources? I don't have any. If I did, I'm not sure where I'd put it, to be honest with you. And I think actually Yahweh's doing me a favor, because I have very little in the area of material wealth. I have almost none. But you know, in a way, that's very liberating, because A, I don't have to spend any of my spare time, and I don't have much, been quite busy lately, but I don't spend any of my spare time worrying about material things, because I don't have much. Most of what I get is secondhand or from thrift stores or donated or whatever. So I don't have much. I drive a 14-year-old automobile. All right. So what are they going to take? My life? My life belongs to Yahweh already. I gave it to him when I was 9 years old. My life has never been worth anything outside of Yahweh. So he can take it whenever he wants. And I've said that. My prayers often say that. Father, this life belongs to you. Whatever I am, good or bad, is in my efforts to serve you. When it's bad, it's because I failed. When it's good, it's when I listen to you and I obey. It's as simple as that. I think everybody should be in that same boat. Why? Because it's very liberating. You know, Yahweh's scripture tells us that if you wish to gain your life, you need to lose it. Do you think he meant for us all to go out with a sharp knife and commit Harry Carey? Okay, I'm sure there's some Judeo-Christians out there that believe that malarkey. But no, that's not what it meant. What he meant was give up this worldly definition of life. This worldly definition that says the person with the most toys is obviously the most successful. Really? Do you see very many happy people amongst that crowd today as they're fighting in courts over divorce, or a competitor's trying to steal it, and typically the competitor is a Jew? Or the Jews come in through the government and try to take your land, your business, your property. And amazing that some Jewish corporation ends up with it. Wonder how that happened. So is that what you consider worth? That's how you value the worth of a person? So the meaning of that verse, obviously, is not the actual taking of your life. It's the fact that you've stopped pursuing what the world defines as success. That's a Jewish worldview. Because you got to remember, there is no hereafter for the Jews. All right? Now, if you think that's too much truth for you, then you need to go talk to the local rabbis, because they'll tell you. In their faith, they teach that. There is no hereafter. This is it right here. Okay? They're Satan's kids. There's no promise to them for anything, for any reward in the hereafter for those people. That's why they work so hard to steal everything they can now, because this is their nirvana. This is their heaven. This is all they get. That's why they spend all that bogus Federal Reserve fake money on research and everything, trying to stay alive. Why do you think they go drink the blood of children? Why do you think these draconian people do these asinine things that they do to the innocent people of this world, especially the children? Because this is all they have. They'll do anything to live a little longer. Because after here, there's nothing. It's almost sad if they weren't such diabolical creatures. It's almost sad. They've got nothing to look forward to. Now, maybe that's why they're so miserable. Maybe that's why their women are called Jewish American princesses and their bitches. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out here. But they have nothing. They know that they're scum. They know that they're liars and thieves. But this is all they've got. There's nothing for them down the road. At least that's what the prophets say and the rabbis say. That very easily explains some of their diabolical behavior, doesn't it? Besides the fact that Christ said, you will do the works of your father. Your father was a liar, a murderer, and a thief from the beginning, and so are you. Because they worship Lucifer, the thrown out one, the outcast, the defective one. So do you want to take your place with them? Or do you want to come on over to the sheep that have a future, that have a hereafter, that can be blessed in this world and the next? You see, the problem is that most people today have adopted a Judaic way of thinking. They've been, quote, proselytized. They've been turned into Jews. Okay? Not the good kind of Jews, even though that's a misnomer, but the bad kind, the Luciferian, the Judaios in the Greek language that was referring to those not of Jacob. Okay? The Judeans in the English language. Judeans, those who were amongst the people that Christ walked and Christ often had to hide from. They're here. They're here right now. And they're doing what they're doing because this is it. But you know, our ancestors knew this message. They may not have called it identity, but our ancestors knew this message. I remember as a small boy, elders talking about the fact that there were some Jews that bought a business in town or whatever, and you can't trust those people. Be very, very careful in any dealings with Jews. So this knowledge existed amongst our elders. It's only been in the last 40 years, maybe 50. When the church world decided that their preachers were going to have a seminary degree. That would be an interesting rabbit hole to go down, don't you think? Who came up with that notion? What organization promoted the idea that you couldn't be a preacher unless you had a seminary degree? What group of retards bought into that one? Nothing in Scripture says a formal education has anything to do with spirituality or the teaching of His Word. Absolutely nothing. I've interviewed 5 different people that had seminary degrees, and all 5 of them told me there was very little indoctrination or very little teaching from Scripture. It's much more aligned, especially the Roman Catholic Church. It's much more in alignment with how to run a business. Most of your mainstream churches, the preacher gets a booklet every year with his next 52 sermons in it. Yeah, comes out from the headquarters. And who do you think sits in the headquarter buildings of these mainstream denominations? You-know-who. So they get these canned sermons and they're told that's what you're going to preach. Wow, that sure sounds like a calling from on high, doesn't it? That sounds like Yahweh's hands are all over that. Can you just see somebody coming up to the Messiah and saying, excuse me, I'm from the local synagogue here, and you can't be teaching without that seminary degree. I can see the piercing eyes of Christ look at him and cut him in half. Or if he went to the 12 disciples, you can't be teaching that message. You can't teach that truth. You don't have a seminary degree. Really? How about that? No, I don't. So we have been fed so many lies, so many deceptions. It's staggering, absolutely staggering. But on this century mark, on this 100 years later mark, why is it with all of the internet, all of the material that's available, why is it not more known what the Bolsheviks did? And again, the Bolsheviks were 95 to 98% Jews. Just look, go read Solzhenitsyn's books and writings. It wasn't a Russian revolution, it was a Jewish takeover. No different than what Alan Dershowitz was talking about and recently Bernie Sanders confirmed in the United States. The same Bolshevik Jews that captured the Christian Tsar and Tsarina and government of the Tsar and destroyed it and took over in 1917, that same tactic is applied here to the United States today. They are here declaring, "You and your white Christian nation are gone, white man. Take those rebel flags down. Take those statues of all those old dead white guys that represented a European culture and destroy them, because we Zionists now control this country. And we'll use the non-Jews as our battering ram. We'll foment the blacks and the browns against you." That's what they're hoping. Personally, I don't think it's going to work. I think there's a lot of people, a lot of preachers amongst the blacks and the browns that have figured out they're being used. I think they're telling their congregations that this is all ruse, as the pastor James David Manning is doing in Harlem, New York, and many other places. He's telling that very large audience on his radio show that this country was founded by whites, and the only people fit or qualified to run this country are those people, meaning whites. And if it's run by anybody else other than them, it will fall apart. And what he's pointing out, and most people, if you had any brains, you would figure out, he's pointing out the fact that, you know, you might be enjoying this false system created by these Zionist Jews. You might be enjoying it for the time being. You blacks and browns and women out there that have jobs that you know you're not qualified for. There's tons of you. I run into you all the time. You're terrible. You're terrible. But the Jews put you there because they know you're going to do whatever they ask, because you know you're unqualified. But you're making a good living. You're making money. And after all, to a Jew, that's all that matters. And so now they got you thinking just like Jews. But here's the thing. This system will fall apart because Adam was put here to bring law and order. Adam was put here to tend the garden. Nobody else. And that includes Eve. Nowhere in Scripture does it say Eve was to take part in the governing of earth, the garden. Nowhere. So, all you feminists out there, you're in the same lump of terrors with the rest of these diabolical creatures. But again, it sounds good, because that's what Satan and his kids are always good at. That's why the name Nakash was given to them. It sounds just like a snake hissing in the grass. Nakash. Nakash. The snake whispering, "You can be as gods. Yes, go to sleep, little white man. Go to sleep, little black man. Go to sleep, little oriental man. Go to sleep, little brown man. I'm in charge." You don't want those white people to run things, because everything will run smoothly. Besides that, it's so unfair. It's so unfair that God made them to be in charge and not you. Yeah, you go get those nasty white people. You pull down those monuments. You take down those rebel flags. Because by God, we're not going to let those white Christian people have any say in this land. Because this is the new United States of America. This is the Jew-nited States of America. And there's no room in the Jew-nited States of America for whites or Christians, other than as our slaves, doing as we command. How does that feel, white man and white woman? How does it feel to be under the bondage of Satan's kids? I'm looking forward to the Revelation chapter 18. Every day I wake up, I'm praying and praying and praying. I don't care about all the doomsdayers. I don't care about the FEMA camps. I don't care about the guillotines. I don't care about any of that stuff. First of all, tons of it is fear porn, because that's what the number one goal of the media today is, and the government agencies, is to keep you afraid. Why? Because they know that within us is their demise. You and me, ladies and gentlemen, you and me, as the instruments of Yahweh's will on this earth, we are their end. So they have to spend everything it takes to keep us divided, to keep us afraid, and to keep us in our homes, and to keep our weapons in the closet. They will spare no expense to accomplish that. Because when the white man finally figures this out, the treason, the death and destruction brought about by these creatures, he's not only going to go to the closet for that weapon, but he's going to come out of that house and he's going to turn off that despicable Talmud vision box and all of the other little gadgets that are used as diversions. He's going to turn them all off. And all of that shekel money that you create out of the Federal Reserve, going to throw it in the streets. Because right is right and wrong is wrong. And sooner or later, there's a group of white men who are going to say, we're going to do the right thing. To hell with the consequences. To hell with jobs. To hell with money. Because in the end, you don't have any of those anyway in this Jewish world system. You only have what they let you have. And they only let you have it until they have all the opposition done away with. Again, 100 years later, what did they do in Russia? What did they do to the white Russian army when the Reds took over and murdered the Tsar, the Tsarina, their children, butchered them in the basement of that house, and then butchered the intelligentsia, and then butchered the officers of the white Russian army? Butchered them all. So you may think you're going to be part of the Jew world order, but you're only part of it until they actually take over. Then you become the very first victims before they go after the rest of the white Christians like they did in Russia, especially those of the Ukraine. So, all of you police officers, all of you military men, all of you academics, all of you in the medical profession, I hope you're enjoying this last few months that you have. Because your end is near. You're laying in bed with the despicable, diabolical Jew who's destroying this earth, destroying mankind, and you're going along with it. That makes you complicit in the crime, and in the name of Yahweh, I proclaim today that you are criminals of the highest degree. Crimes against humanity, crimes against the deity of above. And you will pay the price for your treason to intellect, your treason to reasoning, your treason to compassion, your treason of the truth, all for the sake of Jewish blood money. You stand condemned already. Your end is not only going to be soon, but it's also going to be very violent and very ugly. But then again, you ask for it. In fact, you're demanding that end. Yahweh said that the door to the ark, just as it was in the days of Noah, would be opened for a time, as it has been. All of the watchmen have been telling you what's going to happen. All of the watchmen have been inviting you to come in before the storm. If you stand outside of that hedge of protection now, you're going to suffer right along with the son of perdition. You're going to suffer right along with the tares and the goats. And they are going to suffer. Let me tell you something here, folks. The Jews and their diabolical things that they've invented, the different bombs, the viruses, and all the things to make mankind suffer. Even as despicable and diabolical as that is, do you not think that our Heavenly Father, who created all of this, can't punish you as severely? You don't think he can come up with some pretty awful ways to get rid of you? Really? Do you actually think that? Do you actually think Satan and his kids are more powerful and smarter than our Heavenly Father and his angelic host? Do you really believe that? Well, maybe you do. I don't. My faith again goes to the Father and to the heavenly host. I'm part of that army. And whether I fight here in the flesh or I come back and come back with the heavenly host with Christ on his charger for war, what difference does it make? I personally don't care. As long as I get to destroy the enemy, as long as I get to wipe out those who are criminals, pedophiles, and all the rest of these sick, demented creatures that walk amongst us, as long as I get to destroy them, what do I care? Now, in the human flesh, I would wish that I would have an army of my brothers and sisters, particularly my brothers who would want to fight this battle to the very end if necessary, in shedding our life's blood, if it's necessary, to defeat this absolutely satanic system that's risen. I would hope that, but maybe there's not that many around, and maybe they're down the road somewhere. I don't know, because I don't know the day Father has chosen for me to depart this world, if at all, because you know there are some who will not taste death at this end of the age. There are some who will transform from these bodies to our heavenly bodies instantly, in the twinkling of an eye. My personal belief is we're part of that generation. You could be part of that group that transforms instantly. You will not taste death. I like to think we're part of that avant-garde group, that elect, that remnant, that hold by his laws, that teaches laws, who believe in truth, who believe in justice. We're part of that remnant that is going to bring this system down. Praise Yahweh. Because it needs to be brought down. But 100 years later, you would think mankind would have learned, even without the computers, just from word of mouth, just through textbooks, just through other books like Alexander Solzhenitsyn has written. You would think we would learn, but the power of the Jew and his command of the media and control of the media is very powerful. Just as Christ said in his day, the terrible power of the purse, because so many weak souls can be bought off. But in this day and age of computers and instant information, ignorance is no excuse. None whatsoever. Tough times, folks. There's a lot to think about, and there's a lot of decision-making coming at you. And because of the signs of the times here very recently, we know the end is near. Not to mention what the head of the FCC said about these new chips and all of these monster towers going up as part of that 5G. That stuff isn't all by accident, people. You're running out of time. The door to the ark is still open, but it won't be for much longer. I pray every person would come in out of here. And I don't have a violent bone in my body. Anybody that knows me, and I've got friends all over the place, they know that. I'm not a violent man. I don't wish violence upon anybody. But by God, I don't want you hurting me or my family or any of the other innocents that I am given authority over. Because I will use everything I have to destroy you. Because that's my job. That's every man of Yahweh's job, to destroy those who would do harm to the innocent. And praise Yahweh for the men who take that seriously, the good men who take that seriously. I wish we had far more of them. It's a shame how many that think that doing the bidding of the Jews for that fake and phony money that they carry around is worth it. I would not want to be in their corner when they stand in front of the Father. I really wouldn't. I don't even think I really want to watch it. I used to think it'd be fun to sit in the stadium and watch these people as they squiggle and squirm in front of that great white throne as he looks at them with those piercing eyes and demands an accounting for what they did with this life, this gift from Father. What did you do with the life I gave you? Oh, really? Okay. It's not going to be pretty. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm about talked out. Like I said, this was a completely off-the-cuff morning. A lot of things are going on out there, folks. I'm getting information all the time from a lot of different sources. Most of it's not good as far as what the enemy's doing, but there are some good things coming about because white people are waking up in droves. White people are angry about what's going on. And white people want answers, as every believer should want. We deserve answers. We deserve the truth. And the quest of truth is how Pastor Eli, Pastor Steve, and Andrew, and David, and Chris, and all the rest, That's how we got to where we are today, in that constant yearning and thirst for truth at all costs. And it was our promise to our Father that we would share that truth with our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So before closing, and I'm going to play some music here for the rest of the time slot I've got, but I think I've got some pretty damn good music. But I do want to remind everybody that EFR certainly could use some help if you have some shekels to spare. And also I want to remind you that emailing and other forms are being put upon by the Zionists and making it more difficult. So for the time being, please check in at PastorDan.net from time to time. I try to update that with information and links on a daily basis. So if I don't have time to do the emailing, if you could just check in there once or twice a day for any of the latest stuff, I usually put the latest stuff at the top of the page. That way you don't have to go down through a bunch of the older stuff. So if you do that, that's where the information will be, and that's where archives of this radio show will be. That being said, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we do know that these are perilous times, as you told us. We ask for your forgiveness for our sins and our shortcomings. We ask you to walk with us. Teach us as we go along the way, Father Yahweh, as a father does a son. We are children in your eyes, as it should be. We think we're wise. No, we're not. We are as babes when compared to you, Father. So help us to shine the light of truth on this evil and wicked world that we find ourselves in. Put your hedge of angels around the sons and daughters that are doing diligent work for you and trying their best to fix what's so terribly wrong. And raise up that Ezekiel 37 army, Father, that army of righteous individuals who have righteous indignation burning within their bosom, and they have their weapons of war ready for that great and terrible day when indeed the wicked shall perish and the righteous shall shine. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.
Misery and lobby law when based on wrong. Can lobby law when father strong? Can lobby law when landlords stand where twenty mankind on the land? An alien soil. By law, their daughters, sons and wives are doomed to slavish, drudgery lives. All food producing glens are changed from farms to cattle pens. This is your law, where thy abuse are shielded in the deep.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one, the enemy is whisper lies and let them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward son, and by your spirit breathe upon and show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. God, now breathe, oh breath of God, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God, breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe.
Owns 96% of the entire media? The Jews. They own it all.
Nazis took on the Jews and they lost. Germany knew just exactly what it cost. They made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Their voices are screaming from the grave. Listen up. Hitler shut down the Rothschild banks, kicked all Freemasons out of their ranks, opened up their lodges for the public to see, freed Germany from Jewish usury. That's why they drag Hitler's name through the mud, so you won't ever see him for the hero he was. And that's why they do the fucking same thing to me, cause the Jews don't want you to know their real history. Now this is what your country must do. Print your own money, tell the banks to go screw themselves and their debt system. This is my mission, call it Goyim Revolution. Nazis took on the Jews and they lost. Germany knew just exactly what it cost. They made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Their voices are screaming from the grave, listen up. Hitler shut down the Rothschild banks, kicked all Freemasons out of their ranks, opened up their lodges for the public to see, freed Germany from Jewish usury. That's why they drag Hitler's name through the mud, so you won't ever see him for the hero he was. And that's why they do the fucking same thing to me, cause the Jews don't want you to know their real history. Now this is what your country must do. Print your own money, tell the banks to go screw themselves and their debt system. This is my mission, call it Goyim Revolution. Nazis took on the Jews and they lost. Germany knew just exactly what it cost. They made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Their voices are screaming from the grave, listen up. Hitler shut down the Rothschild banks, kicked all Freemasons out of their ranks, opened up their lodges for the public to see. Free Germany from Jewish usury. That's why they drag Hitler's name through the mud, so you won't ever see him for the hero he was. And that's why they do the fucking same thing to me, cause the Jews don't want you to know their real history. Now this is what your country must do. Print your own money, tell the banks to go screw themselves and their debt system. This is my mission, call it Goyim Revolution. Nazis took on the Jews and they lost. Germany knew just exactly what it cost. They made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Their voices are screaming from the grave, listen up. Hitler shut down the Rothschild banks, kicked all Freemasons out of their ranks, opened up their lodges for the public to see. Free Germany from Jewish usury. That's why they drag Hitler's name through the mud, so you won't ever see him for the hero he was. And that's why they do the fucking same thing to me, cause the Jews don't want you to know their real history.
Made bird in flight, falling rain, sing of the the wonders he has made. Sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love. He who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood. Sent his spirit like a flood. Children of the living God. Sing to the living God. Sing of his gentle healing hands. How they found the lowliest man. Sing of his gentle healing hands. Sing to the living God. Of the mercy that he gives, though we sin, he forgives. Sing of the mercy that he gives, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood.
Armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king. Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the greens and Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king. King, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Through the toil and the tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
If this is the way my race ends, if this is the way it ends, I can't bear it with this.
Disease and grudge alone I hold dear. Somehow I gotta get my soul out of here. Heart of agony, faint burning hope. I'm finding it hard to try to cope.
Because a liar sold the world with concrete boys, with concrete boys. In a wasteland of meaningless noise. We don't stand a chance with dormant pride, with dormant pride. The heroes of our race have already died. If this is the way it ends, if this is the way my race ends, if this is the way it ends, I can't bear to witness. If this is the way it ends, if this is the way my race ends, if this is the way it ends, I can't bear to witness. Imagine it has all come down to this. Apathy and suicide risk. It's all over except for the crying. With a whimper instead of a roar of a lion. The greatest race to ever walk the earth, walk the earth. White man fight the blade to war today. If this is the way it ends, if this is the way my race ends, if this is the way it ends, I can't bear to witness. If this is the way it ends, if this is the way my race ends, if this is the way it ends.